This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Two competing bills that would change the way the military deals with sexual assault cases are working their way through the Senate. The changes appear even more urgent following the Pentagon's release of new figures showing reports of sexual assault in the military have jumped by nearly 50% since October 2012. One of the bills would no longer allow commanders to overturn jury verdicts but keep court-martial proceedings within their chain of command. The other would turn that power over to military prosecutors. That bill is sponsored by Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York. She joins us now. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you.
Why are you proposing taking sexual assault cases out of the military chain of command?
Because that's what victims tell us is the problem. Victims who are unwilling to report, the number one reason is they don't trust the chain of command. They think nothing will be done with their case. The second reason why they don't report these incidences of rape and sexual assault is because they fear retaliation or they've witnessed retaliation.
It's been a hard sell for your colleagues in the Senate to bring some independence into the proceeding. Senator Claire McCaskill, a fellow Democrat, offering a different way that still keeps prosecution within the chain of command.
Well, a large degree of senators are actually supporting our approach. We have some of the most liberal senators leading the charge, such as Barbara Boxer, to some of the most conservative, including Ted Cruz and Rand Paul. So this is an idea that is not partisan, it's not ideologic, and really is just common sense. When we hear from the victims over and over and over again that they don't trust the chain of command and they fear retaliation, you have to create an objective system outside the chain. Because right now, commanders can be biased. They may know the victim. They may know the perpetrator. They may value the perpetrator more. He may be more senior. He may be more decorated. He may be more popular. Oftentimes, rapists and real predators will target the new person, the new man, the new woman in the unit. They will target the person who can easily be undermined by giving them alcohol or even a date rape drug, and they undermine their credibility. And unfortunately, the scales of justice are not blind. It is too often tipped in favor of not reporting or in favor of the defendant because of biases. So we are advocating that trained military prosecutors make these decisions for fairness and for justice and to make sure our men and women in the military have someone who has their back to at least look at these cases fairly.
Senator Gillibrand, how many votes do you have and how many more do you need?
We have 47 declared senators who support our proposal. This is a germane amendment that should require 51 votes, so we need, under that, four more votes. We may well be required to find 60 votes. I will find the 60 votes. There's at least 25 undecided senators, and I think I can get half of them.
You and Senator McCaskill have been competing intensely for votes for your two different visions on this. Have you two talked about finding some middle ground?
Well, Senator McCaskill and I agree on a lot. In fact, in our base bill, we passed unanimously a dozen different reforms that will help victims who do report their cases, making sure each victim has a special counsel that is assigned to them, making sure we have better record keeping, making sure that retaliation is a crime. These are all the proposals that really make it better for those 3,000 victims that reported these cases that we agree on. What we don't agree on is for this 23,000 cases last year where victims wouldn't come forward about how to make that change.
The Pentagon opposes your bill. They don't want this power taken out of the chain of command. Why not? What do they stand to lose by this? And if you do it in this instance, doesn't it create problems with other military criminal proceedings?
No, I don't think so. Listen, the Department of Defense and every Secretary of Defense for 25 years, and since Dick Cheney was the Secretary of Defense, have said there is a zero tolerance for sexual assault. Well, there were 26,000 cases of sexual assault, rape, and unwanted sexual contact last year alone. Any mission that had that failure rate in our military would be intolerable. What we have today is not zero tolerance. We have zero accountability, and that's why the system has to change. The military doesn't like change. They said the same excuse You can't possibly do this because of good order and discipline when we tried to integrate the armed services. They said the same thing when we added women to the armed services, when we repealed Don't Ask, Don't Tell. So I think it's just a response. I don't think it's the truth. Our men and women will maintain good order and discipline regardless of whether or not they make this one legal decision. And I reject the notion that commanders are being let off the hook. Commanders don't need to make a technical legal decision. What they need to do is make sure the command climate is such that these rapes aren't happening. They're the only ones who can protect the victims from retaliation. They're the only ones who can make sure victims will come forward, and that is their job. They don't have to be the lawyer who weighs the evidence at the end of the day after these investigations are completed, and frankly, they're just not trained for it.
Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, the junior senator of New York, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.